John Manuel, my friend, pro scout, Minnesota Twins, is in Florida for spring training. And don't you know, the World Baseball Classic is actually a major big deal tonight. Before we get to the final tonight with the United States and Japan, which has to be the best thing that we could possibly have hoped for. Can we go back to last night's? I mean, we had Sasaki, the 21-year-old ace from Japan, who was, I don't know if he's the ace, but he's dynamite, who was dealing until the 3-run home run that made it 3-0, and then Japan countered. Have there ever been that many people inside Miami Marlins Park?
I think only the game before, when it was the U.S. Venezuela, that might have been the bigger one. That's what's making, I mean, that game last night was just a great baseball game.
Yeah.
In any venue, in any tournament, it was just a great baseball game. It was back and forth with a lot of talent on the field. I was just really impressed by this guy's throwing 102 for 4 innings and how competitive, after the first inning, how competitive Mexico's at-bats were. And that's, you know, a bunch of big leaguers in the lineup. You know, Rowdy Tellez is at 30 home runs.
Uh-huh.
Isak Paredes is a really good hitter. I mean, it's a good lineup up and down. But it's not the U.S. lineup. In the first inning, Sasaki just carved them up, made Rosarena look terrible. He dominated, and I thought, well, this was going to be easy. And then it wasn't. So Mexico's at-bats, their quality of their bats and how just pitch to pitch up and down the lineup was so high quality. That really made it a great game. And, you know, Japan had to reach deep.
Yeah.
But really, I guess ultimately things just got away when they could not get through the eighth inning without guaranteeing that they'd see Ohtani in the ninth. And, man, it's just so fun to watch the best player in the world get a chance to show out when it matters. And when he leads off the ninth with that double and just you see a guy that big run that easy and that fast, he's a breathtaking player. And it was a breathtaking comeback by Japan. It was just a great game.
John Manuel, pro scout, Minnesota Twins, is here. And that's where I really want to hit this first before we get to whatever we saw last night in terms of strategy and all that. And yes, I'm going to go there for a second. but it's all right. People understand what's coming. The fact that Ohtani, who has this much pressure on him playing for his home country, because we know he's got that pressure, and that he could step up in the ninth inning, first pitch, and have just no doubt hit a seed into right center field. It actually took a good play, forget who the center fielder was from Mexico, to keep that ball from going to the wall because he would have been on third. I mean, who knows? If it goes all the way to the wall, he's so fast he might have scored. So it was just rising to the occasion in that moment tells you everything you need to know about Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, isn't it great just to see the great talents in sports wear the crown easily. I mean, I think sometimes we see Mike Trout has a hard time in that spotlight.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the field or off it. Ohtani wears it for an entire country and he wants it. I mean, did you see his quotes about BP? His BP show was epic.
There's
a lot
I didn't
of video
it.
On Twitter about it. It's very fun. A lot of video on Instagram about it. It's very fun. And he was quoted afterwards as saying he wanted to send a message. He knew that Mexico was watching, so he wanted to let them know that if they made a mistake, that's where it would land. That's what he said. I mean, who does that? That's like Jordan in the layup line, just throwing down some extra ones just in case, just for intimidation's sake. That's what we want the best players in the sport to do. I'm convinced that if Ohtani's English, if English were his first language or if he were fluent in English, that he would just be an insane star.
Yeah.
He would be the person who would cross over because he's just so good, but also because his personality, he wants to be the man. I mean, if he could wear Ric Flair robes into the batter's box and then disrobe, he would do it. So I guess I should say Charlotte Flair now to show that I'm up with current wrestling. But the point is, he wants to be the man, and
right.
The U.S. has to beat the man to be the man tonight.
Yeah, they're going to. He says he's ready to pitch in relief. He wants to get his at-bats in first. He's ready to pitch in relief if he has to. This could be the ultimate Los Angeles Angels moment if it's Ohtani versus Trout? We know there won't be any moments during the regular season. It doesn't appear that there are allowed to be. But this could be the ultimate Angels moment if Ohtani is pitching in the ninth against Trout.
I mean, my money's on Ohtani on that one.
Yeah, I know.
So, but if it's Ohtani against Trey Turner, maybe my money's on Trey.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll put my money on the one whose cell phone number I have. Hashtag the humble brag. But, I mean, how good has Trey been?
Yeah.
It's just so neat. You think of a better word to see a dude like that. I mean, just grow and develop again. So, but you see, for some of these U.S. players, the pressure, you know, they've responded to. And I guess another one who just does it on the down low, Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, average sports fans know who he is. Obviously, baseball fans do. But this guy's really incredible. And he doesn't run pretty, but that guy runs really well for a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
He cut the bases. His base running the other day was a thing of beauty in the Cuba game. He's done that many times in his career. He's stolen 20 bags. I mean, if you play fantasy baseball, even at 35, Paul Goldschmidt's going to get you a few steals, more than the average first baseman.
Right.
I kind of wonder how the Cardinals ever lose when they have Arenado and Goldschmidt. I mean, for crying out loud, that should be illegal to have those two guys.
So,
on the same team at the corners, and they're so good in this tournament, and they were so good, and they were on this team 6 years ago when they won. So, and Arenado was great during that tournament. So, the U.S. team is no pushover, but, you know, when the tournament started, everyone wanted to see either Japan Dominican or Japan U.S. for the championship.
Right.
And we got Japan U.S., and I'm really excited because it's been a very competitive tournament. It's been exciting. It's been great for fans. And it's been great TV. I hope we get a great, I hope we get a showcase game for the gold medal game, because I really think this tournament has significantly grown this year. I feel like it's made a little more dent in the public consciousness. And I think half of that is because people have still been shouting, this is meaningless in the midst of all this meaningful, exciting baseball.
Well, two things.
Keith Olbermann for the inadvertent help.
Two things about that, and I'm going to spare us the why did Japan bunt with first and second and nobody out in the eighth, and then not do it with first and second and nobody out in the ninth, because I don't understand why they didn't in the ninth. As it turned out, we scored two runs by not bunting and one run by bunting. So I'm going to leave that there for the people to hear. So
your point has been made.
I think people were drawn to the scene between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and the energy in the building for that particular game. And then they were drawn to it for the sadness of Edwin Diaz's injury. And once they had already seen that, they were like, well, maybe I'll check this out. And basically, certainly every game Japan has played has been an unbelievable fascination, but the games have been so good and the atmospheres have been so good that I think people are drawn to it. And now all of a sudden you stumble on last night, and now we have the title game, so people are going to be invested in it. I think tonight we'll do pretty good numbers here, but the numbers in Japan are Super Bowl numbers. 62 million people watched. Not this one, because we don't know the numbers from last night, but 62 million people watched what their quarterfinal
Korea.
Game. I was just insane.
Korea game, Korea, like, I think was already eliminated, so that was really just a spike game for
right.
Korea. So, you know, there's a lot of bad blood between those two countries, mm-hmm. and basically, like, when the Japanese prime minister comes to Korea, he has to apologize for World War II every time he comes over, basically. So, I mean, I've been at Japan-Korea games, and the intensity of that rivalry is something to behold. I mean, State and Duke and Carolina rivalries, like,
right.
they nod in a sense, like, yeah, that hatred is real. I respect that. But Japan, I think the thing is that it's really been the passion of the Latin American fans turning every game into a Caribbean series game. To me, that's taken this to another level. So kudos to the fans in Miami. You know, when I went in San Francisco, I know the first two classics, the big moments were in L.A. in Dodger Stadium of 2017 when you had the U.S. play or you had Korea and Japan play. I mean, Japan, you know, they're like three or four. I haven't kept track. But there's several Japanese language daily newspapers in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge Japanese population there. So there have been pockets. But for this, it's been for every game. I think, like you said, the DR Puerto Rico game, where it was an elimination game because Venezuela came correct and had its best tournament it's ever had, and with a really tough out, obviously, with the U.S. Silvio Bracho with maybe the worst 0-2 pitch in the history of baseball to Trey Turner for that grand slam. But when Venezuela beat the DR, that set up that Puerto Rico game. Then they beat Puerto Rico. That made that Puerto Rico-Dominican game winner-take-all game to advance. And that extra intensity and the way Puerto Rico played, that game did capture a lot of people. So it's just been exciting. I mean, Adam, I'm all in for this tournament anyway, but it's been better than I expected. So it's really been fun. It's just been a lot of fun. It's just fun baseball is good baseball.
Yeah.
Let's have more fun baseball.
You know me. I'm a huge baseball fan. I have not been behind this because I just didn't think that you could get the best American players to buy in. The Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans, the Venezuelans, the Japanese, the Koreans who play in big league baseball would do it because their cultures are different. I still don't know if the best Americans, although we have great American hitters, right? The pitchers are not as interested in this, although we've got, I mean, certainly good pitchers. Who are we going to see tonight? Who is our starting?
Merrill Kelly.
Who?
Merrill Kelly of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Former Durham Bull, by the way. I believe in 2013, Merrill Kelly.
Jason Hammel not available?
Yeah, we're going to get Merrill Kelly. Right. We're going to get Merrill Kelly, and I think we're going to get some Kyle Freeland. One of my all-time favorite scouting stories, but that's another story for another phone call. But I think Kyle Freeland of the Rockies is the first man of the bullpen. He pitched really well on pool play.
Okay.
And then maybe Brady Singer of the Royals. The U.S. is just hoping to survive until it can get to its bullpen. And no offense to the Tar Heels in the audience, but let's hope we don't see Daniel Bard again.
Daniel
Bard.
Nobody
wants to see that.
Okay, then.
See that. I love Daniel Bard. Great guy. But I think let's let him pitch in less stressful games for the Colorado Rockies. Let's let him close for a last-place team. And he's fun to watch, but the other day was...
Yeah.
That was painful.
Let's
avoid that.
Let's just get Shohei Ohtani on the mound in the ninth inning against Mike Trout and enjoy it. John
that
Manuel,
would be fun for everyone.
That would be. John Manuel, Pro Scout, Minnesota Twins. I appreciate your time, my man. I'll see you when you get back to town.
Adam, I will. Next time we talk, I won't act like I'm being interviewed the entire time in a public in Sarasota.